Day number 27, Watch Your Mouth, part 1, Job. Read Matthew 15:18, Job 38:2, Job 40, verse 8, and Ecclesiastes 4, verse 2. Job must have been struck dumb before God when at the end of his ordeal, God calls him to task for foolish words he exchanged with his comforters. God says, "Who is this that obscures my plans with words without knowledge? Would you condemn me to justify yourself?" Job didn't sin with his mouth when he lost his wealth, his servants, or even his precious children. He was still above reproach when he lost his health. Even when his comforters first arrived, he was fine. It wasn't until he opened his mouth that he got into trouble with God. At the core of the argument between Job and his friends is the claim that God is too holy to allow the righteous to suffer. If suffering is the result of sin, Job must have committed a big one, was their logic. But Job argued rightly that his trials were not due to sin. In fact, though he didn't know it, it was exactly because of his righteousness, not his sin, that he was targeted for trouble. But, as so often happens in an argument, each frenzied attempt to make a point can leave one leaning slightly farther from the truth. Before long, Job was sounding way better than he really was, and God was sounding unjust. The wise adage says, "Too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut." That's Proverbs 10, verse 19. There was another dynamic that contributed to Job's incremental movement toward error. It has to do with the power of a word once it is spoken. Have you noticed the sudden power a thought takes on the moment it is spoken? So the more Job heard himself talk, the more he believed his increasingly extreme hyperbole. Working in three languages through the years has given me deep experience in mispronouncing words. After being corrected, sometimes I've thought, "I know I've heard it pronounced the other way." But upon further reflection, I realized that I had heard it pronounced the other way when I myself had said it. A harmless example, but it illustrates the power that a word takes on once it is spoken. Once Job realized his error, one can imagine him cradling his head, saying, "What was I thinking?" The point is not that God can't handle hearing our faithless thoughts, but that maybe we can't. We must be careful with the spoken word.